The office of the Turkish Prime Minister says the army has entered northern Syria to conduct an operation against Daesh terrorists. The operation is launched with the backing of U.S. warplanes on the border town of Jarablus. Turkish media say the town has also been hit by heavy Turkish artillery fire and airstrikes. It comes after foreign-backed militants announced an upcoming assault from Turkish territory on Jarablus. They said it is aimed at preventing the Kurdish YPG militants from taking over the town. Turkey considers the Kurdish armed group as a terrorist organization. It is not clear whether the foreign-backed militants have entered Syria along with Turkish forces. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Professor James Fetzer, who is a professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and he's joining us live now from Madison via Skype. Professor, how do you feel about Turkish forces entering into Syria?
There is a treachery afoot here. Erdogan is a very devious person. Remember, in the wake of the purported coup, he purged the society at all levels, the government, the judiciary, the educational system of those he regarded as opposed to him. This appears to me to be a sleight of hand to attack the Kurds. That has nothing to do with ISIS. That is a subterfuge. ISIS and Erdogan have been in close cooperation in the past. He and his son have made fantastic amounts of money out of buying oil from ISIS. We know that ISIS was created by the USA. This idea of a US-led coalition warplane sounds ridiculous to me. I don't believe it for a minute. Erdogan appears to me to be attacking the Kurds, whom he regards as his enemies, when the Kurds have been ferocious fighters against ISIS. This entire story is just fraught with deceit and deception.
So, Professor Fetzer, you know, ever since that failed coup that occurred in Turkey, many people say that Turkey seems to be moving more towards Russia. Why haven't its policies then changed towards Syria?
Well, that was the expected result that Erdogan had been tipped off by the Russians, and I even understand the Iranians, the coup was going to take place, but it appeared to have been an excuse for the purge. He should be turning more toward Russia, but I say again, this appears to me to be camouflaged as an effort to attack ISIS, when in fact the real target is the Kurds. And that is illustrated on several grounds. Erdogan regards the Kurds as his enemies, even though the Kurds have been ferocious opponents of ISIS. If you wanted to defeat ISIS, you want to keep the Kurds actively engaged. I regard this story as a complete obfuscation of the real situation here.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Professor Fetzer, we appreciate your insight.